Welcome to Soul Up. I'm Kayleen Welsh, your guide to a lighter life. In a world that's in turmoil, we can do our part by bringing our best self forward. That means learning to lead with the wisest part of ourself, which I call the soul. The personality or ego then follows, rather than being the one that's leading us around. We are living in a process of soul infusion. Thanks for tuning in. For this episode, we're going to focus on the Scorpio full moon, which is Monday, May 12th at 11:55 Central Time. So I remind you that this is a part of a lunar cycle that began with the Taurus new moon about 2 weeks ago. Essentially, the energy has been focusing on issues of peace, calm, safety, and security. And the sun will remain in Taurus for another week or so. So the axis between this Taurus Sun and Scorpio full moon is called the axis of belonging. And these two archetypes have us sorting out issues around material values versus spiritual values, the tangibles and the intangibles. Scorpio energy takes us into what we have labeled the darkness, a place we tend to dread and deny. Yet, in truth, it's where our greatest treasures lie. The Scorpio archetype takes us to our subconscious, the part of our personal iceberg that's hidden under all this water. Our learning with this polarity centers around how to hold a place of peace through the most intimate and vulnerable pieces of our human lives. It can feel dramatic and overwhelming as the intense flow of Scorpio water clears out the stubborn blocks and beliefs of Taurus. With all full moons, we are invited to remember the and, the integration of opposites, resolving the polarity, recognizing that there is a point where morning meets night, love meets hate, hot meets cold. Ours is not to bounce back and forth in the extremes. Ours is to unify, to find our way to a place of balance, equilibrium, with these seemingly opposing yet circular forces. With the polarity created by the full moon, we want to consider the soul powers associated with the two involved signs. The sign of the sun gives us the energetic focus of the time. The opposing sign of the moon offers us what we need to reconcile these disparate energies. It's a hidden helper for our growth. It is contrary energy, and it is the push-pull of their interaction that brings something new into being. So under this full flower moon, so named because of the blooming of the Earth's flowers at this time, Taurus's soul powers of beauty and harmony can emerge in greater expression as we work with the Scorpio soul quality of transformation. We are invited into the deep to look at our dark and address it head on. As we do so, our lives open to a greater sense of peace and beauty as a result. Oh, but it's hard to let go. Habits run deep. So does intergenerational trauma. So does karma. We have deeply grooved patterns, much buried in our subconscious, and we don't consciously process it until something shows up in our behaviors or our reactions. And it's hard to look deep. We have to be willing to see, to acknowledge the information coming up from our subconscious. It's rising to be released. And once seen, it can be addressed. Once it's no longer hidden, the situation changes. Poor Pluto, with its scorpionic flair, has developed a pretty tough reputation. People don't want to see Pluto coming, activating things in their charts. This is the archetype of the underworld: death, intimacy, jealousy, manipulation, vulnerability, our deepest psyche, all things that we don't want to look at. These are the things we don't talk about. We put them in the dark, the shadows. They feel sinister, like monsters under the bed. It's one of the ways we very subtly have vilified the dark. And we've done that in so many levels in our culture, including racial profiling based on varying skin colors. Scorpio, the sign for this full moon, is ruled by Pluto. And Pluto turned retrograde last Sunday. It doesn't go far in its retrograde because it moves so slowly. It will stay in Aquarius, where it's been finding new footing. It's pretty new here. Retrograde is offering us an opportunity to review. It's what retrograde is about. It gives us the chance to kind of go over something again. It moves the energy inward, and then the realizations or awarenesses arise from within. So I would invite you to consider, what have you become aware of in the past months of Pluto's being in Aquarius? Are there things coming up around care of the collective? Care for your community? Questions around common good? Questions around, are there things that you have come to recognize that need to change in your personal life or around you so that you can have the better future that Aquarius calls us into? What have you been learning about the impact of technology and through the swirls of information that seem to be just in a great big old free-for-all? Pluto's regression continues through October. When it goes direct again, the energetic impulse becomes more overt. This moon in Scorpio is conjunct Juno. Juno is the asteroid goddess of loyalty and commitment. And she's asking very loudly, what are you loyal to? Is it a healthy bond? Are the loyalties you abide by serving you and humanity well? Or do they keep you merged with activities or people that perpetuate stuck and unhealthy patterns? I've been watching on Netflix, Yellowstone. What a powerful example of the internal conflict we face when our choices split between what's moral and ethical or what we need to do to, in our mind, to preserve and protect. Don't forget Chiron and Eris. You know, they're still holding steady ground in Aries. And we are working on our wounds, people. We are working on old debts, old patterns, generational misdirections. The universe is calling for course correction. These two, Chiron and Eris, are in conjunct the moon and Juno, calling for transformation. Calling for healing of deep karmic patterns around identity, around belonging, and about the feminine qualities of power. Saturn and Ceres, the Great Mother, are both at 28 degrees Pisces, conjunct the North Node at 25 degrees Pisces. They are reminding us to be steady, to not act rashly, to think long term, and to create sustainable systems. This is the direction that we are called into. And these three power points are conjunct Neptune, right across the cusp at 1 degree Aries, sitting in companionable space with Venus at 8 degree Aries. They too calling us forward, very clearly saying we can't go back. We need to allow the change and the destruction that Scorpion energy brings to build a new world that is better than the old. Change is evolution. No change is stagnation. If we stay stuck, we stagnate and we strangulate possibility. We keep going round and round on a merry-go-round of denial, doing the same thing over again, expecting something different to be the result. Anyone who's done 12-step work recognizes this avoidance as a pattern of insanity that perpetuates the problem. If we persist on the path that we are on, we end up, in all likelihood, killing our planet and life on it. Or maybe the planet takes the situation into her own hands and eliminates the parasites. We either clean up our human story and realign with the frequency of the planet, or we likely die off. We're not going to get off the hook on this one. So please, take a deep breath and dive into change. This moon offers a chance to develop skills of resiliency and flexibility, which we will need, as I said, because there's no going back. Our task is to acknowledge and accept, to not resist, because what is, and what we resist persists. Resistance just increases the pressure and becomes the lid that holds us down. What we tighten up on, when we get rigid, we break. Flow is what will carry us through. You know, sure, we can paddle here and there to influence and have some effect on our direction, yet we can't resist the flow. We need to learn to ride the waves and to allow the waters of imagination and vision and feeling, emotion, to carry you through the storm. In Espanol, the word for storm is tormenta, which I've just learned recently, and it just seems very fitting, tormenta. Rather than using a vast amount of energy to manage the storm or hold back the waters, we can put that energy, great vast amounts of energy, into solutions, peace, connection and cooperation, learning, listening, opening and creating new paths. Together, the Taurus Sun and the Scorpio Moon say this: yes, there's scary stuff out there, and I can create space for peace. Yes, the ugly is showing on the surface, and I can still surround myself with beauty. Yes, it is all intense, and I have a calm center that holds me steady. Yes, I am afraid of what may come, and I am fully here now. This is a time of deep healing. We can move through our cultural and social karma, or we can stay on the merry-go-round and do the same thing over again. It is important to remember that new paths are not just shifting circumstances in our outer life. As without, so within. Our neural pathways change, and as they do, our body chemistry changes. We are complex and layered, synergistic beings. We are not just 3D. We've got more layers to go, and we are being called into more. We'll never get there if we hang on too tightly to the old. Today, Saturday, is Mother's Day in Mexico. And tomorrow, Sunday, is Mother's Day in the U.S. So I'm celebrating a double Mother's Day this year. And I want to remind you all that we all carry the Great Mother inside. We all carry her within. We are all designed to nurture, to care for all life, and to create a sustainable world. We can re-enchant the universe and reclaim the magic. Until next time, shine on. With that boy sweet as honey, birdie in the air, nothing can compare. You're worth more than the whole world's money. Just to hear that sweet voice even brings the bees joy. Pour it on me warm, sweet honey. Every word you say, if you sing it in that way, yeah, you can make a gray sky sunny. Everywhere.
back from a dark place. Your honey brings a smile to my face. Your honey makes sweet all the bitter, and it keeps me warm in the winter. Your honey with its golden beauty brings the memory back to me. Memories of a sweet beginning. Oh honey, won't you please keep singing? Sweet honey.